I'd like to say welcome to the show.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles, how's it going?
Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's going pretty good.
Good. I feel like Alan Havey and his audience of one. Hi, Siraj. How are you doing? That's an old reference there. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's Leanne. Oh, we're the audience of two. Yeah, I was thinking we were the audience of one. Here we got the audience of two going on tonight. Fantastic. So how's everybody doing tonight? Good?
Yeah.
All right. Siraj? 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 I guess he's
Siraj.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, good to see you.
He didn't even say hi to me. I'm talking to him.
I was going to say hi to you, but then you call me Siraj.
Oh, Siraj? I'm just doing all the variations, so, you know.
He did a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to get it right.
Yeah.
But so, obviously not trying too hard. Let's be honest. So, hey, there's Siraj. All right. So, I was recently in San Diego. Recently, folks, and I took an Uber to go to dinner, and it was a fairly nice car. I mean, it was like some kind of Toyota van thing because there was like six of us or something. But anyway, I'm kind of taller, and so everyone graciously let me take the front seat because of the legroom situation, and I thank them profusely for doing that because. I'm always uncomfortable in these cars, and at any moment when I get in and out, you could hear a crack, and then I would be disabled for the rest of the, you know, next 2 weeks or something because I have a strange habit of dislocating my legs at inopportune moments, like going out to dinner. So,
and then you see his crack.
Yeah, that's right. Then you see my crack. Yeah, you hear a noise, see a crack. So I get into the front. And everybody else is piling in, and they, you know, everybody gets in and gets themselves situated, and then this one person reaches for the door, and the guy goes, "No touch door." And I'm up front, right? And I'm like, you know, this is okay. That was a little abrupt. He's like, "I touch door. You no touch door," right? And.
Hey, did he not like fire either? Like fire bad?
Yeah, fire bad. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what he said. He was very like direct and everything. And I'm like, and so they're all like, okay. And he hits a button or something. It shuts the door for him. And I'm like, okay, this guy is not the most friendly Uber driver that I've ever met, obviously. And then he's like sitting there and he's looking at me. I'm like, okay. He's like, buckle up. So, and then everybody starts buckling up because this guy is like so demanding. Yeah. It was like being in some kind of, you know, prison van or something. I can imagine. Well, actually, you don't even buckle up in a prison van, do you? So,
you sexy American woman next to
like staring me down. Buckle up. I'm like. Is this gonna be wild or what? I mean, so anyway, I buckle up and everybody's clicking, you know, because now everybody's in line, right?
Right.
And so then, you know, me and my idiocy, he's got a mini version of his van on the dashboard that looks just like the van that we're in. And so I go, "Hey," I go, "that's your van." He's like, "Yes, my van," right? And then he proceeds to show me. He opens the hood, the door is open, the sunroof slides, the back opens, and he goes through this whole thing. And I'm like, I mean, it was quite an involved model for a minivan thing. And he's like, he's giving me the tour. I'm like, well, that's really cool, because I'm trying to lighten up the guy because he's just he seems like he's in a pretty bad mood. And I go, where'd you get that? And he's like, dealer.
Dealer. Like,
did it come with the car? He's like, no, extra. I'm like, okay. So you paid extra for it. He's like, yes, don't touch. Don't touch my little toy van.
Oh my God.
And I said, you know, this I had a weird friend who got a free bike with a car once.
Hey, shut your whore mouth. Your whore mouth.
No, I didn't say that, but I was trying. This poor guy, I was trying to kind of, you know, hammer at him a little bit to get him to settle down, because he seemed to be pretty, I don't know if he had like a bunch of drunks before or something. Here he's yelling at all these old people in his van. So yeah, I'm like, it's just different for me. And so I'm not used to that. Most of the time they're always nice. So like, take a mint. You want a water? You know, give me 5 stars. No, this guy was the commandant or something. I don't know what he was.
Well, you're like, what's these little plastic things falling out of the van? He's like, bodies.
No, he didn't. But he was actually rather imposing gentleman. You know, he was pretty big guy. But yeah, I just was like, this is it's the best and the worst Uber I've ever had. I think it was the best because everybody was in line. Nobody was fucking around inside the car. Because
like Captain Lou Albano or something.
No,
like that.
He was more like the guy in the Raiders that gets the propeller to the face.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know. Yeah, that big dude.
The big dude. Yeah, he was like that, and very, you know, he was an older guy, but he wasn't like muscular necessarily. But he was a very big, imposing person who basically took control of his van and everyone in it. And then we get to the door.
No parking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he showed me his toy, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And then he's going to like, but he didn't let me touch it. I could not touch the toy. So, and then we get to the restaurant.
The toy.
And he dumps me out and dumps us all out. And then I go, okay, see you later. He goes, probably not.
That was it.
Probably not. And he was right. We had somebody else going back. We did not have him going back to the place. So anyway, I just, you know, you never know. These Uber drivers are just all over the place with these things. I wasn't sure. I had another Uber driver when I was in San Diego, and I had to straddle her lunch. Because it was in the front seat on the floor.
Well, that's what you call it. Yeah, okay.
I was with a group, and I was the tallest and the biggest, and they're like, yeah, you sit up front. It was in like a Prius. I get in there, and they're like, yeah. Whoa. I'm like, what? And she's like, hey, watch out for my lunch. I look down, and there's this like plastic, you know, like a plastic grocery bag all wrapped up with something liquid in there. It was kind of like Jell-O. It was moving around. So I straddled her lunch for my ride in that Uber. But she was very nice. She was actually very pleasant. Other than she's like, you know, hey, watch out for the lunch. She also
did you ask her to share?
What's that?
Did you ask if she would share? Like, hey, man, I'm kind of hungry.
Well, I'm pretty particular, so. I was anything that kind of looks gelatinous in a bag. I don't think I'm really going to want to eat that. That's not my cup of tea, as it were.
Like cannibalism.
And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a spleen or I don't know. I don't know what she was having for lunch, but it didn't smell bad.
Yeah, okay.
But it was wrapped in a bag, so. Like grocery bag. She was very pleasant to ride with, at least. She wasn't yelling commands at us, you know, put your hands on your head and
Sit down.
We weren't playing.
You get down,
Mother May I or whatever, whatever game. Yeah, but I'm trying. That's pretty much. I think I just took. I took. I guess another Uber where the guy was quiet. But I have a history, and my children make fun of me because every time we get into some type of, you know, driven vehicle, I always want to talk to the driver. They don't like it. They think that that's not the way you're supposed to go. And I'm like, no, these are people. They just want to be people. They want people to talk to them. And they're like, Dad, they don't really want you to talk to them. They want you to shut up and give them money.
You're such a private person too. No one knows this about you because everyone like in the audience is like, wow, what a cool, friendly, talkative guy. But they do like the real you. You're like Mr. like, no, don't.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm just like the commandant there. Yeah. Kids, yeah. Shut up. I'm driving. Yeah. Although, you know, like, I did on vacation I guess it was 2019. We took my kids and my daughter's boyfriend on vacation. I yelled at them not to touch the doors because we had the buttons. I'm going to get the door.
Yeah, now, this is you. This is the real you.
They're like people trying to get out. I'm like, no.
He is super controlling.
Yeah.
Yes.
They all got up mad at me. Because I was like, don't touch the doors. And then the boyfriend was all upset. And how come your dad won't let us touch the doors? What if we need to get out?
Just go with it, Rodney.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, I guess so.
All right, Veronica.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it worked out. But yeah, I didn't want him touching the doors. I could see where the guy's anger would come from with the door touching. So what's going on with you, Miles?
So I got a surprise. I live
pants.
In my pants. Not anymore. With this ADD problem. But my family never comes to visit anymore, right? Like, I live at
anymore,
the end of the world.
Ever.
Ever, yeah. Rarely.
I can recall your parents coming to visit you maybe twice.
No, they just come here like twice a year when they were able to travel.
Oh, okay. You didn't mention it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you everything, you weirdo. You know everything about me, God. And out of the blue, my niece called and she goes, hey, do you mind if me and my husband, Big Dirty Jake, you know, come to visit? I said, well, I don't know. After that whole obliterated, you know, thing last week of seeing, you know, see Thomas Hell's dong, you know, I go, I don't know if I want to.
Was Big Dirty Jake the one that recommended Obliterated to you, right?
Obliterated, which is some weird show, and it, anyway, okay, so you had to listen to last week.
You like it, Miles. You like it. You like 80s stars' penises, so there you go.
Well, it was there. It was in that show, so if you're into that, there it is, so. I said, yeah, okay, that's, you know, she's like, well, we'll be there, you know, it takes us about 3.5 hours, we'll be there. I said, okay, right?
Yeah.
And they've been here, this is like only second time they've been to my house, and there's this kind of local restaurant across town that they like.
Diamond Dave's?
No, that does not exist anymore. That does not exist.
That was
and,
your favorite place.
It was, yes. And, so we went across town, and my wife convinces them that she will drive the car. I'm like, okay.
Holy moly, watch out.
And so anyway.
Get the kids off the sidewalks.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, yeah. So we get there. This place has a very, very small driveway, like a parking lot. It's very small, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe 12 cars, you know, at the most.
What's the name of this place again?
It's called Need to Know Restaurant. So,
you don't need to know.
I thought we would be like hovering on the sidewalk, but you know, my Big Dirty Jake's like, I don't care. Just they can't tow this truck. It's too big. He'll never tow it. I'm like, okay.
My truck's so big they can't tow it.
Yeah. Couldn't tow it if they wanted to. And so they make this big deal. They're like, let's lock the doors. You know, I'm like, well, okay. I mean, they're all worried. You know, we're going to lock up and we're all, you know, I'm like, it's okay. It's not that bad of a neighborhood. You'd be all right. But, you know, they're all worried about it. You know, like, okay.
You live in a fucking cornfield. I don't know what you're
talking about. Basically, right? So we get seated and the waitress comes up, right? And immediately she says, looks at my niece and says my niece's name to my niece.
What?
Her maiden name.
Oh, really? So I'm like, he didn't call her Miss Big Dirty Jake.
Yeah, I wasn't. Oh, Mrs. Big Dirty Jake. You know.
Oh, Mrs. Big Dirty. I'm so happy to see you in this restaurant.
You know, Monica Murphy, what are you doing here? You know, I was like, what?
Cleo Chlamydia, where did you come from?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm like, okay, what in the hell? Did this lady just break into the truck or something and steal? So I was like so freaked out. I'm like, okay, these people are like 3.5 hours from where they live, mm-hmm. right? It turns out they went to high school together.
Oh, the waitress did. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Well, that's not anywhere where you grew up or anything, where they grew up.
No, I know, right? They live, you know.
They're all in Chicagoland, right?
So. Yeah, you know, shy and all that. And I'm like, what the hell? I was like, my mind was totally blown.
This is something that you would do, though. You would do bullshit like this all the time.
No. See, this doesn't happen to me. Like, this happens to my wife. Like, my wife will go somewhere. And she's like, oh, that's the kid that, you know, I used to beat up in high school. Look at him. You know? Like, you know, be in some weird place. She's like, oh, yeah, there's little Jimmy. And like, okay. I could walk around my hometown and not see anybody I know, right?
Yeah, other than Andy Richter.
And people she knows, no matter where we're at. So it comes out like, oh, we went to high school together. You know, they BS for a minute. I go, oh, thank God. I go, man, I thought you were psychic or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, man, if you're psychic, start writing down lottery numbers, man, because lady, completely blew my mind. I'm like, man.
You and the lottery numbers, I swear to God. Write down these lottery numbers.
I go, what is the mathematical chances, though? I mean, really, right?
Probably pretty, I mean, not too much considering how far apart those two places are.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, wow, man. That was, I don't know. That was just like really threw me on that one. Like, wow.
You going to be okay? You know?
Huh?
Are you going to be okay?
No, I'm not because like, you know, like Big Dirty Jake, maybe like we sat like at this booth, you know, we had like, you know, a bunch of people. We had like 6 people. And so I had like one butt cheek off like the booth seat. Like half the time, so it was very uncomfortable. Was like,
why didn't
okay.
you just get a chair or something? Jeez.
Someone had mentioned that, and I poo-pooed away, and I originally...
Oh, no, I'm fine, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah, I was having, like, cheek cramps after a while. Like, okay.
And I mean, it's not like you have, a large butt.
It's tight. I'm going to be honest.
With you, it's like, you know, a couple 2x4s drilled together or something.
Yeah. No, it's tight, man. Nice.
Flat ass.
Hey, blessed. Blessed. Sorry. And like Big Dirty Jake's like checking out the waitress and stuff. I'm like, hey, Big Dirty Jake.
Oh, you went to school with my wife? Oh, hey.
Another waitress there because it was like right around St. Patrick's Day and there was lady that was kind of dressed up, you know, had the... you know, the green, you know, kind of, you know, stuff.
Was he looking
on.
To pinch somebody? Was he checking them for green?
He was checking out something. He was checking. Hey, Big Dirty Jake, easy, man, easy.
You guys, you watch Obliterated, young lady?
You like see Thomas Hall's, never mind. Anyway, right? So, like, the end of it, like, we're getting ready to leave. I go, I got to take a leak, man. I got to take a leak. I'll be back. Right.
Okay.
So everyone's paying the bill and doing this and that. I go take a leak and, you know, some like little, you know, misshapen person is like, it's down there. Go down there to take a leak. I'm like, okay. Which I knew I really was, but
is
I'm like, okay.
Carol Ann.
Yeah, I was like, that's magically delicious. And Miles, one more thing. You got a smoking ass. I'm like, okay. All right.
So is that Big Dirty Jake? I was just at his house.
Hey! His shillelagh. And so I finish up. I go, okay, I'm going to go back to the table. So I, you know, start walking back to the table. I'm almost at the table. I'm not really paying attention. I look up. Everyone has already taken off on me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, they left you there.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Like, come on, it didn't take me that long. Jesus Christ. Where the... I didn't realize they were, like, ready to go. I'm like, Jesus. What the hell?
You know, like, were they waiting out in the driveway for you or what?
Yeah, they're outside. They're all worried about the truck getting broken into. Like, okay, all right, let's go. Like, they live by Chicago, and they're worried about, you know, getting broken into over here. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, Iowa.
Mm. Yeah, right, yeah. I was like, man, this is a weird trip. This is a bizarre trip. Now, it turns out, like, yeah, my niece starts, you know, contacting her where she knows about this lady, you know, she just met.
Caroline, it's a diamond.
I know, like everyone's, you know, saying, you know, not the most complimentary things. I'm like, oh, well, that's...
Oh, about your niece the, about Carolean?
Oh, no, not my niece. Come on. No, my niece is asking people, okay. You know, school with, and she goes, oh, yeah, you know, that lady, blah, 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 you know.
I like, didn't catch anything from the food.
Yeah, I didn't really get a pick up, like, warm fuzziness when they met, you know. I was like, oh. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I didn't warp there at all, so I had a feeling that maybe something was up. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Weird.
But yeah, weird. So yeah, so that's my once a year, my once a decade family visit, I guess.
That's probably for the best. They always forget that you're with them, or try to, and then you always make your way back home.
Everyone forgets their old Uncle Miles.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I thought we lost him this time. Didn't work.
Yeah, I know. Like, please don't come to our house and leech again, please.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, how many freebies do you want? Did you buy lunch?
You know, I have my own personal audience apparently over here. I thought about it. I did think about it.
Or is this the reason you went to the bathroom?
I forgot my wallet outside. I'll be right back. I gotta go write a check. No, I do owe them a supper. Yes.
So, did you say you two? Bought or no? I couldn't hear. I didn't understand what the hell you just said.
No, I don't know. No, I. They insisted on paying. Yes.
Oh, okay. In your absence, somebody had to pay, and
yeah,
it like, was you not know, you.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you know, I mean.
Oh my gosh.
I pay them. I will pay them back someday. I will pay them back.
On your deathbed, you will be getting enlightened
for this Bears collectible stuff I have.
Yeah, as soon as I can cash in this Dick Butkus autograph that I got, I'll get you back to you.
It's crazy that I don't think it's going to fit anybody, but if you'd like to have it, I guess you may have it.
I got this refrigerator Perry jock strap here in the glass.
Get the beer shot glass if anyone would like that.
If anybody wants to give me 50 for that, I'll pay for part of lunch.
I'm gonna make it right. All right, I'll make it right.
Yeah, okay. that'll be the day. That will
I'm
be
going to.
The day. Does anybody in the audience have a story? Siraj, do you have a story to share this week?
Story. Yeah, so nothing big, but there was a cat outside my place. And
how do you know it wasn't a stray cat?
Was it Joe Strummer?
No, it's not a stray because it had a collar and belongs to my neighbor.
Oh, So it was your neighbor's cat. Okay.
Yeah, neighbor's cat. Absentmindedly, I said stray cat because I'm so habituated to saying stray cat. When I'm in India, because most of the cats there are stray cats.
Okay.
So I almost said stray cat.
I didn't realize stray cat was like one of those sayings that everybody in India just keeps repeating. It's kind of like, you know, good morning or something. Stray cat. Stray cat.
Was it Slim Jim Phantom?
What?
Slim Jim Phantom. He was the drummer for the Stray Cats.
Oh, okay. I'm not too aware.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not to miss on that one. Oh, man. Turn it. Okay.
Yeah, third world problems.
So what happened with this neighbor's cat?
So this neighbor's cat was walking around, and gradually it came to me. He came towards me, and then I started petting him. And the funny thing is, as I pet him, he drops on the floor and drags himself and rolls, like drags like across. And I'm like, why does he do that when I pet him? I mean,
were you petting him really hard?
I don't know.
Were you smashing this cat at the floor?
No.
Oh, okay.
Regular pet. But okay. Yeah, it was like dragging himself like that. And that's when I started thinking, does Bob Lament, who is a blue cat, also do the same thing if someone pets him?
If you scratch me toward the hindquarters, my butt gets higher in the air. I don't know if you've ever if you scratch the cat toward the tail, you know, they get elevator butt, goes right up in the air.
Yeah, it does.
Did you try that? Because that, you could have got him off the ground with that. You probably weren't scratching the base of his tail.
I only touched his tail when he was standing up.
Oh, okay.
But it was elevated.
There you go. You get elevator butt.
Yeah. I even showed the cat a video of a caracal as well, saying, do you know this is your cousin from the African wild? Like, caracals are those wild lynx-like cats with tufts on their ears.
Oh, okay.
Brown in color.
I didn't realize that was the name for that.
Yeah, so I showed him a caracal, and he just walked away. So I'm like, okay, maybe he doesn't want to see his African cousin.
Apparently he became disinterested after the petting stopped.
Maybe.
So nothing else happened? The cat just wandered back over to the neighbor's house? Or?
Yeah, wandered back. But
were you outside when all this happened, or was this cat inside with you? Or?
Outside. It was just outside my place on the pavement or the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
Like I stay in an apartment society, so.
Yeah, straight cat. That's what they say in India. What's up? Straight cat. Straight cat. Brian, Brian's like, what? You got anything this week? Anything happened weird to you or anything? It doesn't always have to be funny. Sometimes it could just be weird. Like Miles's was a weird story because these two disparate people who you would think never would have met in high school. Nothing, Brian? He's awful quiet. He's thinking. The gears are turning.
Come on.
You're muted. You're mouthing things.
I know. I'm muted. That's right. I'm off mute now. I made help videos this weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For Plausible?
Yeah.
Or was it other help that you were doing? Perhaps maybe some Indian phrases like stray cat.
Stray cat.
Brian's doing the new Indian phrase book. So did everything go well? Did anything go wrong? Was there one that you made that you're like, why in the world am I making a help video for this?
See, you're asking for trouble because my boss is right here too.
Who in their right mind can't figure this part out? That's what I would be asking to myself. I'd be like, what? Did you have to write the script and everything, or did you just have to just do them?
We had to rewrite the scripts.
Oh.
Yeah.
So so you couldn't even get it right, and then therefore you had to rewrite the script.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you in trouble, but we went down that road.
It was good. It was 3 hours of doing audio recordings that we had to redo.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
See, I think you should take the approach that Miles and I take, which we don't edit. You just say it, and it's there, and you're done.
True.
If it's wrong, you go, oops, and then start over. And then they just have to listen to it. If you have to edit, I mean, my God, the time. It's horrible.
I'm going to let that one to Leanne. Yeah.
I think you should just let it go. If next time, Brian, just send me a note. I'll hop on. We'll crank these suckers out like every 2 minutes. I'll be like, no, Brian didn't mean to say that. He meant to say neighbor's cat, not stray cat. Proceed. Leanne, do you got a story for us?
I was trying to think if there was a story.
It's story time.
I went to Trader Joe's again this week.
Oh, wow. See, now, Miles and I have a lot of Walmart stories, so you can have Trader Joe's stories. It's probably a little bit higher end, to be honest.
Yeah.
Walmart stories are pretty low rent.
No, I don't. I was trying to think if anything interesting happened, but.
Did you get free samples?
No, they took that section out and they put samples? Fresh produce there. Yeah, no more free samples.
Oh, well, same thing. As Siraj will know, there's no good free samples like fresh fruit. You just go take what you want and eat it while you're walking around and leave the core somewhere.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of traffic this weekend because the weather was nice.
Oh, okay. And, that's right. You guys are farther north.
Yeah, and then like you hear all these cars going by with those real loud mufflers.
Okay.
It's like, stop it! I have to keep turning down the TV or turning up the TV when they go by. That's the age I'm at. I'm like, get off my lawn.
Do you live like right next to the street? Do you have no buffer zone or anything?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And, okay.
Like most of the time, it's raining. Like.
You're not Siraj's neighbor, are you? Because your cat's been over there getting molested.
Well, those cats don't like small talk. They're there for business.
they're there for the pets.
It's like, if you're not doing your job, then I'm out of here. Yeah, no, just noisy traffic.
Noisy
and,
neighbors.
Yeah, and the cars, they, you know, all the residential area, like the speed limit's 25 miles an hour. And
yeah, can't do it.
Another sign, like I'm getting old, is, and then there's these kids will race their cars up and down the street late at night. And then they in different neighborhoods, you know, it's very windy, hilly here. And they often jump the medians and end up in
ditches.
Or wreck? Like in the water or something, because they're speed bumps. All of a sudden, they're like doing 90, and they're like, "Oh, speed bump! Didn't know." And like suddenly, they're in a lake. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's happened.
Do you run out to assist them, or do you just like sit from your window and laugh?
I close the window and roll over and go
just
back.
Like, ah, what an idiot!
Or I turn up "Murder She Wrote," and I'm like, "Okay."
Murder She Wrote.
Oh my God.
Cabot Cove. They don't have that in Cabot Cove, these children racing cars.
Matlock.
Where's Papa Cunningham at to help us with this problem? Wasn't he on that show?
I don't know.
The dad from Happy Days, wasn't he on Sheriff?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Father
Tom, what's his name? Tom Bosley? Yeah, Tom Bosley, that's his name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian, for that nod of approval.
He's good for that. But that's about it. Just like all.
Well, no, what
noise.
Happened to Trader Joe's? I was really into the Trader Joe's thing. Because
I was trying to think.
My daughter and my wife love to go to Trader Joe's, and they go there, so I don't have to, I guess.
No, we always chit chat at the checkout. You know, because they always look at what you're buying and they're like, oh, I tried this. Did you try this with such and such? It's like, so you know they're all like nosing through
your business. That's right. They're like, oh. Pudding and bananas.
Right. They're like 18 bottles of wine and a loaf of bread. Okay.
My wife sent me to Trader Joe's to get some yogurt. I don't know why it's so good there, but I was in the city and in St. Louis and I went to Trader Joe's. The best thing I saw, doggy charcuterie. It was a little package of dog chews on like a board. I don't think it was like, I think it was like a chew toy, but it was, looked like a board, and it was doggy charcuterie. And I thought, this is amazing.
Well, speaking of charcuterie, I was looking at Instagram on someone's on my feed, and they're skiers, and they did a ski chutery. So they took their skis and put all the snacks on it.
I was sounds gross. You know, people throw up on the slopes because they drink too much, and then they get going real fast, and they go. Bleh.
Yeah, I tried.
Miles was a big skier back in the day.
People used to steal my skis, so I'd chew gum and put like my gum on my skis so no one would take them, and they still got stolen. Like a big hunk of green gum, I'd, you know, wedge it in there. And,
yeah, that hubba bubba.
Does that make you go faster?
You know, I was not given instruction as to how to ski, so to this day, I still carry some injuries with that. Yeah.
Hey, Sonny Bono.
Yeah. I'm about little kids and stuff. Yeah, I didn't mean to, but yeah, I didn't know how to stop. So
just fall down. That's what you do, I guess.
Not when you're doing like 70, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I never skied. I've never skied because it's I'm injured already, so I can't. I can't go ski. I could imagine my legs would be totally akimbo the whole way because I just come disjointed and I just flop around like a. You ever see that stuntman game they used to have on the iPhone where you throw the guy off a building? That's what I'd look like. Skiing.
What?
No reference.
No reference? Oh, well, just I'd be all over the place. I would look like a cat, a neighbor's cat at Siraj's house. On the ground. Till next time.